main disease I'm looking at is barley elbow virus, which is quite a severe disease of cereals in Australia and worldwide. And we're looking at the severity of the disease and the future predicted CO2 concentration, mainly looking within the plant growth chambers, but also in Australian grains, free carbon dioxide enrichment facility.
So what does this mean for grain growers as we move forward towards the levels of carbon dioxide that we're projected to get in 2050? Yeah. What will that mean for those growers?
So currently we have 400 parts per million of CO2 in the atmosphere. So what we're expecting by 2050 is around 550, 600 parts per million. So as we know, higher CO2 is beneficial for plant growth. So we're expecting higher yield and biomass. But on the other side, we see the reduction in plant quality and especially grain quality. So what we're trying to understand is other factors, overlying the higher CO2, because obviously with increased CO2, we're expecting increased temperature. And quite often, the increased temperature might bring the plants to the critical point where, there is a heat shock or some sort of strong negative effect that can really contract the positive of effect of elevated CO2, overlying with diseases. We're trying to sort of grasp on what might be happening in the future with the plants.
So what specifically did you find about this barley yellow dwarf virus that allowed it to increase in these higher CO2 temperature or in this situation?
So in this study, we looked at a barley yellow dwarf virus in wheat in control environment, so we use growth chambers, and we grow plants under elevated and ambient CO2 concentrations. Plants were infected with barley elbow virus, and a few weeks after the plants were infected, we run molecular methods to quantify amount of virus within the plant tissue. And what we found is over 30% increase in virus titer or amount of virus within the plant tissue in plants from elevated CO2. So we see that there is a increased virus replication. We also see earlier symptoms and more pronounced symptoms expressions of barley elbow virus and elevated CO2. And we conducted more study to understand how that might affect the yield and how it might affect the quality.
So how do you think that growers will react to this kind of research, and what does it mean for them? Do they need to start getting on top of this now?
So we need to understand, what to expect in the future. This study was done on just one cultivar, which is the most commonly grown in Wimmera, but we really need to have the grasp on the mechanism, what's going on, why there is a higher replication of virus and elevated CO2, and what drives that there is a higher virus amount in plant tissue and elevated CO2. So hopefully, with this research, which sort of open for us different opportunity to look at different germplasm, to look at different scenarios, and basically understand what does it mean for future production. Obviously, this is the first study this type, and we still obviously fair way away from, the 2050. So I'm very hopeful that, that we have some good indication, what driving it and how we can work with the industry or with the current or future cultivars to make them virus or climate change proof.